Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Shirelia J. Kill. Today we're going to talk about, you know, things that happen in relationships, everyday life. Like, for instance, have you ever went around a person that you know, or you might not know them real well, and when you leave that person, you just feel so tired and like you don't have no energy and no strength, and you just lose focus completely? That person is what you call a vampire. They vamp your energy. You know, some people do that to you. Or they keep on going over the same thing over and over and over again, the same conversation. And it's like as if they're a ghost or something, because they don't seem to move on in their life and in their relationships. It's always the same thing. Well, you know, you need to give energy to that relationship, because obviously it's not working, because you're not going to get anywhere. Let's say, for instance, that you're a clairvoyant. Clairvoyant is a French word, clair meaning clear, and voyance meaning vision, a clear vision. So if you have a clear vision of this person and you know that's going to, what's going to take place, I think you better avoid them, because they're what we call vampires. Now, growing up as a child, you had plenty of energy, okay? But there was always a teacher that when you would come out of his classroom or her classroom, you feel so tired, disinterested, you know, a feeling of no self-worth. You know, those are bad vampire-ish teachers, really. A teacher's supposed to give you energy, make you want to continue teaching you something so you can move on in life and have strength. And it can be that way, like I say, in your relationships with your wife, your husband, your relatives, your children, people you work around. You know, some people be happy to get to work because, you know, they feel good. They know they're gonna be energized. They know they're going to make money. They know they can, you know. I was talking to somebody and I said, why do you think, I mean, it was a young person, why do you think people are work? And she said, well, I don't know. I said, well, then how are you going to eat? How are you going to have clothes? How are you going to have a place to stay, a place to live? These are just simple things in life, everyday life. We work so we can have food, and we can buy clothes, and we can buy a car, we can have a house so that we can live. So that's why we work. So if you give that some thought, then instead of listening to your friends, I don't know what they're doing, you should be thinking, okay, well, then I better make enough money so that I can do all that stuff. And then that means you're going to have an education. Most times. I mean, there are a lot of new people on the internet, on YouTube, these YouTubers who are making money, but it's not easy. And what if something suddenly happened to YouTube? Then what you going to do? I'm not saying it will, but you always have to have something to fall back on. But if you keep being around people that sap your energy and your livelihood and your plans for life, these vampires, you'll never make it. So you have to change your direction, okay? So if you see that negative person in that direction, go in the opposite direction, okay? Otherwise, you just lose interest in things, and people continue to try to take advantage of you, which is not good. So I'm just saying, when you're talking to young people, the first thing you think about is how to take care of yourself. And most young people don't really be thinking about that. They just be thinking about having a good time, you know. I guess it's part of growing up, you know, because a lot of teens, they don't grow up. You know, they just don't grow up. They kind of grow together, but they don't grow up, you know. So sometimes you feel like what you're doing is right, even though it's not right, because you're doing it with a group That don't make it right. That really don't make it right. It's because it's a group of you all. It's called collective psych. That's another word you should write down. Collective psych. Collective psych means when a group of people, energy, is all going in a certain direction. Okay. So if everybody, for instance, if you're playing football, you know, I'm known for that, for helping or being aware of what football players' energy is like. So if your team is the Bears, for instance, in Chicago, then all the collective energy of those fans is always there at the games to help that team win. Okay? So now if they're playing against the 49ers, New York team, okay, then the 49ers is going to have their collective psyche, their energy. Okay, so you got two teams against each other. Well, it's kind of the same way with parents and teens, I'm sorry to tell you. You got the parents who are mostly usually middle-aged or getting to be middle-aged, and you have the teens who are starting to really see life from a different perspective. Their energy is collective psyche, okay, because they will stick together against their parents, okay. And things ain't going their way. And the parents will stick together against the teens when things are going their way. That's just the way it is. But another thing I like about this is when I was a little girl and we used to go to church and a preacher would preach, and he would just be preaching and preaching and preaching and saying, God is going to favor him, or not him, but going to favor you if you do this and so. But then I would look around. I'm not bad. I'm not against preachers or nothing, because I had three in my family. But these other preachers, they would have, their kids would have new clothes all the time. They was always going out to eat. They always had more things than we had. Yet we were in the church. My mom tied it every Sunday. She never missed a Sunday tied it. And she was struggling, okay, but she was a twin, thank God. And so she had, you know, her number of kids and her twin, but her twin was married and she had her number of kids. My mom was divorced. But I used to wonder if all that praying that the preacher would stand up there and do it with the collective psyche of that church. Was that energy going for that preacher's family? Because it didn't seem to be going for some of the lot of families that was within the church. Okay. So sometimes, like I say, you have to be aware of where that collective psych energy is going. And if you feeling tired all the time and you ain't getting nothing done, then somebody vampiring you. They're using that energy for their benefit and not for yours. You know, and I'm not trying to start stuff, but you'll see a lot of churches that don't get nothing done because that energy is not going where it's supposed to go. We can pray. You can pray all night long, but if your energy is not there, it's just being sapped up by something else, you know, by alcohol, drugs, a womanizer, you know, or too many interests in other things, you know. Then that energy is not going to be, it's not going to be worth it. I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. I'm just saying be aware. So sometimes when I go online and I'm listening to people, I make sure that that people, that person, is in tune with what my focus is in tune with. Because if it not, it's going to be a problem, see. So they can, I can listen to it 1,000 or 3,000 times, the same video. But if my focus is not there, it don't matter to me what the person is saying, because really I'm listening, but I'm not listening. You know what I'm saying? You know how you be there, but you're really not there? You know, that kind of a situation. So you have to be careful with what you do on the internet in terms of what you're listening to. Just like when in college, when I would take a class, I would always listen to a professor because that was the class I needed and that was the class I was interested in. So, therefore, my focus was on whatever the professor or the instructor was saying. Well, it's to me, that's the same way the internet is. You can't get me to listen to certain things on the internet. You can't get me to listen to certain things on YouTube. After a while, I see that that person is really for themselves, okay? And so, therefore, I stop listening. At some point, I'm going to stop listening. And if I see that person doing crazy stuff, I'm going to say, well, at one time that person was okay. But right now they're going through something. So I'm going to go someplace else and listen. I'm just saying you have to be careful because a lot of these people are just vampires. They're just taking your energy and using it for whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they'd be using it for, but it ain't in your, it's not in your favor, okay? It's not in your favor. So I remember I was listening to Reverend Winston, and I listened to him. He's one of my favorites. And he talked about God's favor. And he said sometimes God can favor us in the most unusual ways, and I agree with that. He really can't, because then you see a person getting hired to do something that you know you would never get hired to do, okay? And you're wondering, why does that happen? Because the person is in God's favor, you know, and you just have to be honest about that, okay? You just have to be honest about that. But the story that I liked the most before I go was the one about Esther in the Bible. I noticed that he kept saying something about Esther put on a royal robe and went to the king, and he gave her half his kingdom. But the story really is the fact that the king had another wife before Esther, and she wouldn't do what the king said do. So, you know, in those days, I don't know what kind of way they had a divorce, but he got rid of her. And so he looked around for another one. So some kind of way they promoted Esther, and she ended up being the king's wife. So when she went to the king, even though he had declared, don't come near me unless you go hold my golden, scepter or something, then you can come. Otherwise, no, you can't come, you know, or talk to me or nothing, because you ain't got no appointment, in other words, you know. So she went there anyway. She was all dressed up. Then the king said, okay, I'm going to give you half of my kingdom. And I thought, okay, that's cute. That's good, because that does happen in life. That really does happen in life. But there's a lot to that story. You know, if you don't have nothing else to do, you should just read the whole chapter on Esther, because it's very interesting. It does show favor. God does have favor. And stop letting people take all your energy, use it for yourself. Well, until next time, this is Shirley Ajayi's show. Tune in. Email me. TheAuraShow@gmail.com. Bye-bye.